right, we are the Carolina Outdoors. I'm Bill Barty. Sitting beside me is Ms. Storr.
Christopher Lowing, sitting beside Bill Barty.
That's right. Here we are. This is the Carolina Outdoors. We are the outdoor guys hanging our hats at Jesse Brown's through the week. What you hear on this segment and the other previous segments done each week are available where podcasts are heard and via the airwaves of WBT on an early Saturday morning. No matter how you are listening to the Carolina Outdoors, we want you to know that we are glad that you are joining in, and hopefully along the way you'll find a place that you need to visit, whether it be in the Carolinas or beyond. And we have been known to break down the boundaries of state lines in search of adventure, but also in search of talent. And when a rainy day comes about, sometimes it's appropriate to grab a good book. And sometimes we want books to entertain us, educate us, make us laugh, make us cry. And that's one of the talents of our next guest. He is an outdoor writer and author, and he's going to join the outdoor guys on the Carolina Outdoors right now. Jim Mize, welcome.
Great to be with you guys.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Specifically, when we are able to get an outdoorsman, a woodsman, a man who enjoys being outside to join us, but especially when you've taken a bend of utilizing the talent of writing as well. So tell us how that transition happened, how you go from enjoying the outdoors to writing about the outdoors.
Well, you know, it's funny. I first started out getting into wildlife photography as a way to be outdoors year-round because hunting seasons were too short and I could pursue any kind of animal with a camera. And then I started getting interested in getting those photos in front of other people through magazines, etc. And the editors would come back and say, I love your photos, but why don't you put some stories with them so we can have a full package? And so that got me into the magazine writing. And one time I introduced an article with a humorous introduction and ended it with a humorous conclusion. And the editor came back and said, can you do the middle like the beginning and the end? So I started writing humor almost full time.
That can be quite a challenge when it's funny on the front end and funny on the back end, to be a made-to-order author and fill in the middle with funny stuff. And that kind of leads us to one of the books that we have here in front of us. And we also have available at Jesse Brown's, as well as where other books are sold, because there are sold other places just beside Jesse Brown's sometimes, I've heard. But A Creek Trickles Through It. It's a collection of fly fishing humor. Is that the book that you were talking about? It was funny on the front end and funny on the back end and filled in the middle? Because this is quite humorous in itself.
Well, the one that I had to change to make it funny in the middle was a magazine article, and that was over 30 years ago. And so I've been doing humor for magazines for about 30 years now, maybe a little longer. I'm getting old. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you're in the outdoors and you don't have a sense of humor, it'll teach you one, because fly fishermen catch trees, step on snakes, have fish swim through their legs. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. So it's one of those sports you need to be able to laugh, and I thought they needed a humor book.
Well, and one story that I'll call out in particular, I was reading yesterday, and it is titled Somebody's Been Catching My Fish. And I thought that was just brilliant because, one, you have the humor of where did my fish go after all these years? Shouldn't they have been bigger? Shouldn't they have been smarter? What's kind of the backstory on that story?
Well, you know, I grew up on a great trout stream up in Virginia. Smith River in the 70s was producing brown trout over 10 pounds. And I moved away for a while. And when I came back, it was a totally different stream. And so, you know, the approach I took to writing about it was the only thing that could have happened is somebody's been taking my fish. So that's where that story came from.
It is available in the book, A Creek Trickles Through It. It's a collection of fly fishing humor interspersed with nostalgic stories from you, Jim Mize, an award-winning author and fisherman. And when stories like this come about, how many of them are true? Or one of the sayings that we sometimes say, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. Is that kind of how these books are put together?
Well, you know, to quote an old outdoor writer, I never drink, smoke, or lie more than the situation requires. So there's often a lot of truth in these. And what I found about humor over the years is that the funniest things spring from truth. So, you know, a lot of times I'll take a left turn after something happens, but if I tell a story in that book, there's a pretty good chance the underlying story actually happened. The one that comes to mind is the last story in the book, where I talk about fishing with my dad, and these two old mountain men walk up and start to tell us a story that happened in that fishing hole, and that one happened exactly the way I tell it. It's, you know, about how they handled the guy fishing in front of them. But
and that
a lot of it does, and you know, I've found that humor's a lot like other things, is that you need to study it and polish it. A lot of people have an inherent funny bone, but I rely on a lot of techniques that the stand-up comics use, the people that write introductions to late night shows, those kinds of things. So I've studied humor, and I've had the good fortune to spend some time with guys like Pat McManus, who offered me some tips early on, and went to the Irma Bombeck workshop on humor writing and things like that. So I have worked to polish my craft.
Oh, well, you answered my question, kind of who helps inspire you. And I wanted to bring this up, too, because you're continually active in the Southeast Outdoor Writers. What's your prognosis or tips for younger writers that are coming about and getting their work out there and read by others?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because, you know, the Southeastern Outdoor Press Association has actually started an apprentice program for people that want to get into the field. And to start out, you don't have to be published. There are a lot of older members that will reach out and help you. You can spend time with them. And our fall conference is coming to South Carolina in, I think, end of September. So it'll be down in Florence. So it'd be a great time for somebody that wanted to check that out. And you can go to seopa.org, and find all the information.
Jim Mize is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys. I'm Bill Barty. Christopher Lawing is sitting alongside me, and we're talking a little bit about a couple of his books. His work has been featured in Great Sporting Journal, Field and Stream Magazine, Fly Fisherman Magazine, Fly Fishing and Tying Journal, as well as many, many, many conservation publications. A couple of books, and one of which, your first book, you won an award, The Winter of Our Discount Tent. We have it over, it's a wonderful title because I know about discount tents. And we have it available at Jesse Brown's, as well as A Creek Trickles Through It. And I must bring up Norman McLean, because he wrote the book A River Runs Through It. So I think this is a satirical play on that. Am I right?
You're right. I joke with my friends that I wrote it in a dry year. So, you know, we couldn't have enough water for something like a sequel.
That is too funny. Well, listen, we're gonna hustle over to Jesse Brown's and grab it. Jim Mize, outdoor writer and author. We can delve into A Creek Trickles Through It to find out why catch and release caught on. Cleaning fish is the ultimate oxymoron, and if Chuck Norris fly fished. Thank you for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Thanks to all our listeners for joining in, as well as all of our guests. That was Jim Mize saying farewell, Al Petaway and Amy White as well, and of course at Congaree National Park, Scott Teodorsky, For TJ Boggs, he's Christopher Lyon, and I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time on the Carolina Outdoors.